This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
It was the biggest thing in my life back then. It's the biggest thing again.
Well, they did it. The boys in black and gold outskated and outshot their Canadian rivals, and today they brought the Stanley Cup back to Boston.
The Boston Bruins shut out the Vancouver Canucks last night 4-0, and after a seven-game slog, the Bruins are NHL champions for the first time since 1972.
So now the city is planning a victory parade this weekend, and here to tell us all about it is WBUR's Kurt Nickisch, who spent much of last night and this morning keeping up with the citywide victory party. And Kurt, I got to say, you're looking none the worse for wear and tear.
Good morning, Anthony. I mean, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So first, the parade was planned for tomorrow, then maybe not. What's going on?
Well, it is going to be Saturday, starting about at 11 o'clock in the morning at TD Garden. It's going to end at Copley. And, you know, it was never announced that it was going to be tomorrow. There are a lot of words got out the same way that people sort of jumped to the conclusion that there was going to be a viewing party at TD Garden that never came to be. So nothing was canceled or changed. It's finally sort of officially come out. Weather may not be as perfect as it is beautifully today, but Saturday it is.
Well, now, there were various reports this morning about the whereabouts of the actual cup. We heard Bob Oakes this morning giving us a minute-by-minute report on this, which was kind of funny. Do you know where it is right now?
You know what I wish some Bruins fan out there would do is actually create a smartphone app so you could, like, track the Stanley Cup.
Tracking the cup.
Yeah, so it has arrived in Boston. There were about 500 bleary-eyed people who greeted the bus arriving from the airport at TD Garden. It pulled up next to the statue of Bobby Orr there flying through the air. And the cup, 35 pounds and all, was carried off the bus by Zdeno Chara, the team captain. Quite a sight at 6'9", hoisting that up almost sort of above the mirrors on the bus.
Right, so it reached the top of the buildings, I guess. Right?
Yeah, right. And you know, yeah, he could have set it on top of the Zakim Bridge. It seems to be in team access time now. Each player will get a day with the cup later on. And apparently some Red Sox players have already sort of shoehorned their way in asking to get a sip from the cup. So, you know, that may happen.
You mentioned the Red Sox. Who are they? Sorry. Okay. Kurt, on a more serious note, there was some unfortunate violence up in Vancouver after last night's game. There were images on the TV of tear gas, of cars being toppled, of fires being set. We spoke yesterday to Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis about Boston's own history with sports-related violence. Happily, there was none last night. Mm-hmm. Big police presence. Fans stayed cool. What are the police planning as far as keeping things under control for Saturday? Today's big celebration?
Well, number one, I think, would be 11 a.m., which is not a time when you see a lot of drunk people out on the streets. So just the timing of it keeps it very celebratory and positive. And it is too bad what happened in Vancouver. They did have riots the last time. They didn't win the Stanley Cup Finals back in 94. Maybe it had been too long and they just didn't prepare well enough. Unfortunately, in Boston, we have had some deaths in recent years from celebrations. And the police, I must say, from my own observations, did a great job last night. It was amazing how quickly people dispersed from the garden area, mainly because they closed the North Station down. Mm. And so people started heading off in their own directions to wherever they needed to get to. Some people were unhappy because they wanted to take the commuter rail out and couldn't or were going to miss it. But the T ran well. It seemed like they'd gotten the message out. Fans were positive, and it just worked seamlessly.
Well,
there were a couple of arrests, but no major incidents.
No major incidents. Thanks very much. That's WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reporting on the return of the Stanley Cup to Boston earlier today. Thanks, Kurt.
Hear, hear.
She was feeling 1972, grooving to a Carole King tune. Is it too late, baby?